It was Earth Day at the Salisbury Zoo. Last year, officials estimate they had as many as 3,000 visitors. And this past Saturday was geared towards children, who often watched in awe at the animals on display. Volunteers could be seen along the pathways with small animals in hand to give them a closer look. Dudley Bowman sits off to one side with a small hedgehog that is often balled up inside his cupped hands, which are protected by gloves.
It uses its legs to run away. It's got very long legs, so it can run fast. It can climb because it has claws. And if that doesn't work and a predator keeps chasing it, it'll turn around and headbutt the predator. And then if that doesn't work, it'll roll up into a ball.
It's one of the first stops near the entrance of the zoo, and parents and their children stop to watch Bowman hold the furry creature. Dylan Main is quite taken with the animal.
I like that it was like that. It had like a really cute nose, and it could like roll up into a ball.
Christina and Abby DiCarlo from Hurlock also look odd. So will they take one home with them?
Oh man, probably not.
I would. I'd have a house full of them. I think they're cute. Wear gloves to pet them.
This is a small town zoo, which allows local residents to see the animals without the long travel times to a major city. Nancy Seaman does marketing development for the zoo.
Not many small towns have a free zoo like this, a municipality that serves their small community. I consider us the Delmarva Zoo because we serve Lower Delaware and Virginia and Maryland. So we're the only zoo on the Eastern Shore.
And perhaps Jeff Taylor and his 9-year-old daughter, Brianna, are good examples.
That's something that we do every year. We love it. See everything. We walk around, we see everything. And, you know, because every year is something, it's always something different out here.
But this day is Earth Day and is focused on children, like young Melissa, who is with Joan Vargas from New Jersey. And she says she's excited about what she's seen.
Flamingos, penguins.
Otters.
Yeah, otters. Because they swim a lot and they're looking at me. And the hedgehog is pointy.
Seaman says she hopes that these displays will help children and others appreciate the environment.
What I'm seeing right now is lots of families, lots of children that are learning about their environment, how they can help.
Indeed, climate change is already taking its toll on the Maryland Eastern Shore and Delaware. There's a new Coastal Bays Waterbird Status Report coming out that finds that many are becoming endangered. One of the areas that has seen serious erosion in recent years has been the Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge in Dorchester County. Linda Hickens is with the refuge and stands in front of a display for the park.
We have a large population of bald eagles that are in our refuge. There's the blue herons. There's lots of different birds that come through.
With the threat of rising sea levels and saltwater intrusion, Higgins says it is a threat that authorities are trying to mitigate.
They are trying to recapture some of the land, but the water is rising, so that is a concern.
Local officials are also struggling with the effect of climate change, facing the additional impact of development. Efforts have been underway for years to find ways to preserve such areas as wetlands to ward off the effects of pollution from runoff. Josh Hastings, a member of the Waccamaw County Council, and Deputy Director of the Lower Shore Land Trust. As he stands in front of the organization's display, he says preserving the land has been a struggle.
In order to meet our water quality benefits, we still got to protect at least 20,000 acres. We're behind our goals. And then Delaware, of course, had a lot of sprawl development.
As someone who comes from a farming family, he says one of the biggest problems now facing the region is saltwater intrusion.
There's a lot of us that are looking towards more salt-tolerant haze or other corn or other kind of crops that we can do here on the Lower Shore.
Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries have also been dealing with the declining species, especially crabs and oysters. Indeed, Virginia recently canceled its trophy season for rockfish because of a declining population. The American Fisheries Society chapter at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore was also on hand at the zoo. Enid Munoz is a graduate student there. She says she is optimistic about efforts to combat climate change.
And I do see now there's a lot more movements than before. There's a lot more consciousness, more awareness, and more people are starting to care. And even the governments are taking action.
Water flows into a barrel down a silver spigot into a barrel from a pipe that simply stops in midair. Famous illusion on the Eastern Shore. It's part of a display by Salisbury's water treatment plant. Dan Sancito is with the plant and points to the scarcity of water amidst a sea of blue.
1% of all the world's water is available for human consumption. And that's the same water we keep filtering and drawing out of the ground through the water cycle.
The sound of children beating on a drum can be heard as part of the presence by the Native American Lenape tribe at the zoo. Teddy Saunders' husband is a member of the Lenape tribe, and she says for the Lenape, Earth Day is a way of showing the environmental heritage of the Native American.
From the perspective of this family, I would say that Earth Day is using the resources that are available to us. We do a lot of gardening and farming and nature crafts.
It was a full day for many, some celebrating Earth Day, while others simply took advantage of the zoo on a warm, sunny day. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.